The scripture for today is Luke 24, 13 through 35, on the road to Emmaus. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going further, but they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is toward evening and the day is now far spent.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Do not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?' And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread." May this reading be blessed to our hearts.
Let's pray together. Loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your holy sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was entering college, I signed up for a class called Understanding the Bible. And I thought, because I had studied the Bible in high school, that I would really be good at this class, that I knew everything there was to know about the Bible, and that this would be an easy A for me. Because at age 18, obviously, I knew everything there was to know about the Bible. The first day as we got there, the teacher stood up, Dr. Nadia Lahutsky, and she said, "There is more than one way to see truth." I didn't quite know what she was saying. She said, "You may have heard these stories growing up in Sunday school, but I'm here to tell you there's more ways to see the truth. There is a one way is the physical truth. Did this actually happen? How did it happen? Is there archaeological evidence? But there's another way to see this, and how does it ring true in your hearts today? There are many different ways of understanding truth." And I think the next sound that you heard was that all of our freshman brains began to explode. Because like me, we all thought we knew the Bible. We thought we knew truth. This walk to Emmaus is the perfect example of a story that rings more than one truth. There is the truth of the story that happened. This happened to Jesus, the post-resurrection. It was early on Sunday morning after the women had been to the tomb. These Jesus followers were walking along this pathway. A long walk, 7 miles. I don't know, remember if you've walked 7 miles recently, but that's a good walk. That's a good distance as they're walking. Jesus appears to them, and depending on what translation you read, sometimes it says they didn't see him or recognize him. Other translations will say that God kept them from seeing him. Somehow, whatever happened, they didn't understand that it was Jesus. But the story of the walk to Emmaus is also a story that can deeply resonate with us. How many times in our lives did we walk along roads? Did we experience journeys where we didn't completely understand what was happening? That we didn't understand that God was with us along the way, or we didn't understand how this was going to work out for us? And only in hindsight, when we look back, we can say, oh, God was with me that whole time. Or that all worked out for me. The story of the walk to Emmaus is, did it really happen? Or does it continue to happen? Was it real, or is it real in our lives and our hearts today? Did it matter, and does it matter? There's more than one way to see the truth. It provides this foundation for the disciples. It kind of emboldens them on their story and sets their hearts on fire. It motivates and propels them forward to go and tell the story. But it also is the institution of this communion meal, this gathering around the table, and Jesus saying, this is where you will find me. This is where you will find me, around tables like this, around tables at home, as we break bread together. Could it be that God is with us all the time, but we just rarely notice? I can remember that same year in college lamenting about how I felt God was so distant and God was absent from my life, and had a good friend who said to me, maybe it's not God, maybe it's you. And it stuck with me, and oftentimes when I feel like I'm distant or I feel like God's not present or I can't quite recognize if God is with me in this, I often think back to that moment. Maybe it's not God, maybe it's me. And this is the story that we read in the walk to Emmaus. Could it be that the presence of Christ is with us when we walk along the road, down the road, complaining and grieving about how bad everything is? There's a level of frustration in the voice of the disciples. They stop short with sadness on their face and they said, haven't you heard? Are you the only person in all of the land, in all of Jerusalem that doesn't know about these things? They're upset that Jesus even asked them the question when he says, what are you so upset about? What are you so frustrated about? But don't you know, they say? All these things happen to Jesus and everything's awful, everything's falling apart, he's been condemned to death, our life is over. The walk to Emmaus tells a story about a disciples who are deep in the midst of their grief, unable to recognize that Jesus is alongside with them. There are those moments in your life and your heart and your story where you recognize that God is with you. I don't know about you, but I often don't see it in the moment, but when I look back, I can see it. I can recall being with a group of young people. I was charged with doing regional activities for youth and young adults when I worked in Washington State. And so we were planning retreats for 200-300 high school students. And we had a leadership team. It was called the Regional Youth Commission. There were about 8 youth on this commission, all between the ages of 16 and 18, and myself and another adult sponsor. And late one night, in the middle of one retreat, we were sitting around in a room together, and they were talking about their lives, and they were talking about their struggles, and I really quickly realized that they had forgotten that I was in the room, because they began to talk about things that I'd never heard them talk about before, and they began to use language that I'd never heard come out of their mouth before. But they were talking about their lives and their struggles and their lives. And I felt this deep sense of compassion and deep sense of privilege to be in the room with these group of high school students who were trying so hard to do the right thing. They were trying so hard to live a good life, but it was hard, the pressures and the struggles of being a young person and going through adolescence. And I felt, looking back on that, was a holy moment. Because when I got up and it was about 1 o'clock in the morning and I said, you all should go to bed, they turned to look at me. They didn't realize I had been there. But somehow we had created a safe enough environment that they could tell and share all those things. It was a holy moment, one in which I felt God was truly present as those students ministered to one another. The walk to Emmaus is such a powerful story because it's so true in our lives. The disciples had lost their teacher, their friend, the one they had given up their whole lives to follow. In some cases, they had given up their jobs. In some cases, they had left their families, all for the sake of this promise, this story. But now they were grieving. They had to keep going. They were on their way to Emmaus. The Bible doesn't tell us why. We don't know why they were going to Emmaus. We don't know why they didn't recognize him. But somehow they were on that journey with Jesus. And they recognized him when they sat down and they broke the bread together. The story of the walk to Emmaus is our story. And it's just up to us to try to find God. Because God is there with us whether we want to admit it or not. Whether we recognize God or not. But truly the way in which we connect is when we walk together, when we share our story together, when we sit down and break bread together, God is with us. So that perhaps maybe we too, like the disciples, could say our hearts were burning as God talked to us along the road, as the scriptures were opened up to us. The walk to Emmaus is an ancient story that happened a long time ago. But it's a story that continues to happen every day. Amen. Let's pray together. Living and loving God, we are all on different roads. Some of us on roads where we want to be. Some of us who are on roads that we feel trapped on. Some of us on roads that we're not sure exactly where we're going or when we're going to get there. But all along the way, may we be mindful that you are there with us, and with us when we sit down and eat together, we share from our hearts, and when we recognize that you are present in our lives. In your many names we pray, we gather, and we seek to live.